Michael, you're interrupting.
You're kidding me! God! You say radon is silent but deadly, and then you expect me not to make farting noises with my mouth? What is this?
Sit down.
You know what? We're not going to die of radon. We're going to die of boredom.
Yeah.
Right? And if I had a gun with two bullets, and I was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and Toby, I would shoot Toby twice.
No.
Okay.
You were
all right.
Being really funny, and then you went too far.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio StPete.com. Welcome back, folks. My name is William Kuntz. Welcome back to the show, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. Zach Townsend playing on his phone.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Do we have another episode already?
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Welcome back, folks. It is another show, another Zach Townsend appearance. Just
Ooh.
Stopping by here again.
That's what it is.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I know. It's been some of the happiest I've been in quite some time.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
for more reasons than one.
You are just a disgrace to me and my friends group, and just.
Do you hang out with your friends anymore?
What the heck does that mean?
What does it? It doesn't mean anything. Just what I said.
Yeah, I see a lot of my friends actually.
Do you? Your work friends?
Yeah, work friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
actually,
cool.
I haven't been seeing a lot of anybody because I've been sober, buddy.
Yeah, you're doing sober October. How's
yeah,
that going?
Sober as daddy, I used to call it. I'm drinking an energy drink, so it's not like I'm really pushing towards health. I'm just pushing towards like.
Just no booze.
No rehab.
Well, that's what you're saying. You were saying how...
No cigarettes either. I haven't smoked a cigarette in like 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm
definitely a positive trait. That's the big one. Once you get past 2 weeks, it's all downhill.
I got really sick. That always helps jump start for me.
Yeah.
It's easy because then you got like 4 days where you can't do anything. Your body won't let you do anything.
Right.
So then after that, you're like, oh, I haven't done it in 4 days. Let's just keep
Might as well keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going to save you a bunch of money. You're going to feel better.
Oh, I've been saving money, buddy.
Oh, you're doing so
good. I got a lot of money saved, let me tell you.
It really does eat up your bank account. I always wondered where my money goes. And, like, I went out Friday night, and I was drinking $4 beers. I went and saw this blues guitarist at Tap House 61. Yeah.
Oh, my.
$4 beers, I get my tab at the end of the night, and this is not, I didn't even go that long.
$32.
$40. Yeah, I know. And Joe from Tap
House. You're a regular booze bag, you know?
Yeah, he was like, you know.
Gabrielle Hughes.
He's like, you know, I'm really impressed. I'm like, why? He goes, you can drink a lot, and I have no idea that you're intoxicated. I'm like, well, I think that's in the genes. I'm pretty sure my dad's that way, too.
Your dad has booze in his genes?
Pretty much.
Levi's or?
I learned everything about drinking from
him. Levi's jeans?
Oh, wow. I wonder sometimes. What have you been doing? You're not as funny when you're not drinking. You need to go back to
drinking
ASAP.
I really do need to get back to drinking. But yeah, no, that's cool. Tell us more about how you're really good at ruining your life. Keep on bragging about that.
Well, my point was is that it's really expensive. That's where your money can fly out of your pocket really fast at the bar. I went out and met Joe again Sunday. Went and watched the rest of the Bucks game after work. Pretty much blew that whole work day at the bar. It's now gone. And then some, as a matter of fact, because taxes come out of your check there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's a really easy way. So maybe I was making fun of you regarding your money situation because you're a kept man now, and that's why you're saving money. But probably booze, is not drinking booze, is probably helping out with that quite a bit.
First of all, frig off. And secondly, thanks.
So this week I want to talk about a few things that I've I've come across on social media. And the thing about doing this show, too, and it playing on Sunday, is that by the time Sunday comes along, it's like old news, the stuff that I talk about
or
pretty
fake
much by
news.
Now.
You don't know what comes out.
Sure. But I got a few things. But first, I want to say thank you to our sponsors here at the Homemade Broadcast. Completely sponsor-supported this show, Zachary. I don't know if you know this or not.
I've heard.
Yeah. And if you want to become a sponsor, there's ways of doing that, of course. Are you familiar with those ways?
You've got a better chance of hell freezing over than me.
Well, it's certainly not easy.
Podcast.
I'll tell you that much. But I do have a few, and I would like to say thank you to those. First of all, Joe at Tap House 61, where I graciously spend the money that he gives me right back at his bar, usually.
What a guy.
My favorite place to hang out in St. Pete.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty, pretty good.
I like it. Yeah.
For this purpose, let's say it's the greatest place you've ever been to.
Well, yeah.
Just lie sure. if you have to. So, anyways, Tap House 61, 2061 Central. I go there a lot. I like it. I enjoy it a lot.
I do, too. I don't know why. You know.
Well, you sounded sarcastic. Just well, shut up. Let me just
problems
say,
with you, buddy.
Shut up. You can tell me in a second. 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Pete. Go visit. It's brand new. It's remodeled. It looks great. Great staff. Very knowledgeable. Get your craft beer on. And check it out. Taphouse61.com and then Taphouse61, the number 61, on Facebook. And again, Truvy Salon and Spa, my friend Chrissy Parker down there, cutting hairs, doing nails. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Maybe you want a Halloween makeover. Maybe you want to get that weird hair like Elvira had. And she could probably do that for you. And you won't have to wear a wig. It'll be your actual hair. You won't be scratching your head all night like a deviant. You'll have the real deal, you know? It'll probably be expensive, but he's if you're going to say something, say something.
You suck. These are really, you need to write some.
These are improv.
Down. These
yeah.
are bad.
You know what I want to do is I would like to record some, do like skits, kind of, but I got to find the time to do that. But anyway, if you want your hair like Elvira or you just want a normal haircut, Chrissy's the place to go to. Truvy Salon and Spa, 8009 4th Street North, Unit B. Visit her on her website. What's her website, Zach?
Truvy Salon and Spa at.
Could you not slur while you're doing it? You're not drinking. Why are you slurring?
I got so much more saliva in my mouth ever since I stopped drinking.
Yeah.
And stopped smoking cigarettes.
Truvy Salon and Spa, Zachary. That's T-R-U, V as in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa.
V as in Victory, something you've never tasted.
And visit her on Facebook at Truvy Salon and Spa. So this week I wanted to talk to you about Me Too. Have you heard about this, Me Too?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's going around since this Harvey Weinstein thing happened, and
I haven't even really been paying attention. I've been in my own world the past couple of weeks.
So this guy
heard
is
something
a,
about like Weinstein jerked off into a potted plant or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did more than that. He's allegedly accused of like raping women. And,
oh my!
Yes, yeah, yeah, not good.
That's not,
but
yeah,
yes,
good PR.
His thing was pleasuring himself in front of ladies.
That's weird. That's a weird fetish to have.
You know who I hear does that a lot too? Who's got accused of that a lot?
John Jacobs?
No. No.
Who?
Comedians, though, in general. I've heard there's a lot of that in the comedian
like
community.
Locally? Or?
No. Just like, you know, in general.
That's weird.
I know.
What gets you off? Like, what gets you off on that? Whatever happened to some good old-fashioned sex? Seriously.
Yeah.
What's up with all you freaks out there?
It's, well, I think there's some of that, too. But, yeah, apparently he really enjoyed that. And, yeah, I don't know really what's up with that. But the Me Too thing came from this. Because now all these, everybody that a lot of people I've seen on my friends that are ladies have been posting.
Yeah.
Me Too.
Basically, anybody who's writing Me Too has dealt with rape in one sense or another.
Or some sort of
sexual harassment. Well, I mean, if a guy's like, hey, Karen, nice banana. Like, you know, you're eating lunch. It's like, come on, you don't need to write Me Too. It's like.
Well, see, that's what I wonder.
Save it for the people who are taking it seriously.
I don't mean to be super dubious, but I often wonder what exactly the experiences are. Because it seems like everything gets conflated now into some sort of big deal.
Yeah. Like
when
I've sat on some bony bicycle seats before, but I'm not over there typing Me Too on my Facebook status. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Well, I was wondering, when I was When I was in my early 20s, I got forcibly kissed by a girl that I did not want to kiss.
Oh, you did not. Shut up.
I did, yeah. So is that the same thing? Am I in the same ballpark? Am I a victim too, or what's the deal?
First of all, I don't believe that you've ever even kissed a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you look like a mess right now. You really are just a deviant. Thirdly,
anyway,
me too.
So, yeah, that's my question. I wonder if it's the same thing, but I feel like it's just for ladies, this hashtag. Like, dudes can't. Although I saw a friend of ours posted his story. He was
molested. Yeah, he's over there on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants me to say his name or not, so I won't.
I think if you made it on Facebook, I don't think he really cares.
I'm pretty sure he even does jokes about it now.
Yeah,
but
I've seen him do jokes about it.
I'll say, sorry, Kyle Roos, if you get mad at me, but he was molested by a person in his family, a lady.
He got fisted a couple of times, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen. What can you do? But
ventriloquist, as I like to call it.
But why don't people care about these things? Like, because it kind of, even my story, like, I don't really feel victimized or anything.
Well, it's like the whole South Park episode when, like... The little kid's having sex with his teacher, and the teacher's like a female, and they're like, yeah, my brother got molested by a teacher. They're like, who was he? Who was the teacher molested? They're like, no, it was a woman. He's like, ooh, nice.
Yeah. I wonder why that is, though. What's the stigma there? That's
because we're like,
people don't care about men rape. More men are raped than women, if you count prison. No, that's, I can look that up. That's a fact.
Look it up then. No, I really don't care.
So, yeah, I just don't understand. Like, I don't really feel like a victim. But here's the thing, like, with that, with my experience, like, I could have easily, like, overpowered her if I really needed to get out of there. But I can't hit her, right? You can't hit a girl for forcibly forcing herself on you, right?
I plead the fifth. I don't know. I don't. You're sliding down a slippery slope right now.
Well, I'm asking. I'm trying to work this out in my head.
Say too.
I'm trying to work this out in my head here.
I mean... Yeah, but then what are you going to... Then what, you do it, and everyone's like, what the heck? Why'd you do that?
Exactly.
Because she tried to kiss me. They're like, what are you, gay?
Yeah. I know. It's
oh,
a
so
no-win
you're gay
scenario.
And you're a woman beater now.
Yeah, exactly. It's really a no-win scenario there.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to... I've told girls no. Like, I've been like, no, I don't want to, you know, I don't...
Yeah.
It's
I had to
it's
fake
an awkward...
orgasm one time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Come on, let's keep it G-rated.
Well, it is.
What the heck?
This is Sunday evening.
What gives?
It was, did I ever tell you that story about the girl I met in the bar when Longo hit his 167th or the miracle home run that sent him to the playoffs?
No.
So I was at a bar down here, and there was this girl sitting next to me, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and when I came back, she said, hey, somebody slipped something in your drink, and I said, oh, good, I'll finally get a good night's sleep. And I got a laugh out of her, and then we started chit-chatting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things happen as they may. Mm-hmm. Drinks were going down good.
Mm-hmm.
Longo hit that home run, sent the Raves to the playoffs in the last game.
I can see where this is going.
And ended up going back to my place.
And did what?
You're not going to believe it.
What?
It was pretty great. Ended up having intercourse with this young lady.
Oh, my!
So in the middle of it, this psycho... goes, I know you. And this is in the middle, and I'm like, nope. Mm-mm. And she goes, yeah, we went to Christian school together. And I went,
what the heck?
No, sweetie, that wasn't
looks like
me.
Neither one of you learned a lesson in that school.
Dirty birds.
Deviants, sodomites.
Well, I was just like, well, I'm a Jew, so I don't think that's possible. I didn't go to Christian school. She goes, yes, you did. And I was just like, oh, jizzed, whatever.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, do you have another prophylactic? And I went, no,
what's
I don't.
A prophylactic?
A condom.
Well, who the heck calls it a prophylactic?
I do.
Somebody who wants to sound smarter than they truly are?
Well, I was trying to, I thought maybe using a bigger word would make it sound cleaner.
Well, it didn't, because you and that girl are both dirty Jews.
Mm-hmm. So I ended up, so she's like, and then she started to proceed to tell me how she's a card-carrying NRA member.
Ooh.
And has a lot of guns.
Ooh.
And then she goes, so do you want me to stay or should I go or what?
Should I stay or should I go?
And I was a nice guy during this time in my life. So I was like, whatever. You can stay if you want. I got to work in the morning, of course, but you can stay if you want to. And she's like, well, you know, no, I'll just go home. So I walked her home, and I saw her the next day at the convenience store.
Mm.
And, you, or maybe
were
not
you
the next day.
Buying some prophylactics?
And she looked at me horrified. I think she was like, oh, my God.
She saw you in the sunlight, and she was like, oh, what have I done?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
That could be that poor
sweet girl. Is that boob sweat? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was the time I faked an orgasm.
Well, I'm sure she did, too. But
have you ever faked an orgasm in your life, Zachary?
No, I've just been like, yeah, you know, it's not happening for me. It's and that's usually that's
were
usually
illicit
way
drugs
worse.
Involved.
Most of the time, yeah. At this point, I can get around if I drink too much. I can fight through that wall. Mm-hmm. It's just about drinking water. But if
it's
there's
hard.
Other things, it's like, oh God, yeah. This is not going down.
You know,
or up in that matter. Hey-o.
You know, just like comedy too. There is that sweet spot if you drink a little bit. You know, and then but you can't go over that. If you even have one sip too much, you're screwed.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You can get
I've
in
been
that
on
sweet
stage
spot.
Before where I've been like so drunk and I've been just like slurring my words. And people, I could just, yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. It's the same with lovemaking too, I think. You know, if you have a little bit too much, it can go downhill quickly. But if you get that sweet spot, oh boy, good night.
Ooh, baby. Well, that's why my nickname is Big Daddy Slurp Slurp.
Ooh. Disgusting. Have you ever been sexually harassed in your time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a sexy dude for people who don't really know what
yeah,
I look like.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and I don't know if you're trying to convince everybody else or yourself, but it's definitely not
true. I don't
true.
Really need to convince anybody else because I'm a pretty sexy dude. Anyways.
Okay. Tell us your story about how you were sexually harassed.
I mean, there's not really a story. There's just stories. Like, there's been girls that, you know, come up to me at a bar. One girl kept talking, like, coming up to me at a bar when I was dating this girl. It was at the Benz. Let's give them some free publicity. Anyways, anytime this my girlfriend at the time went to the bathroom or just went, you know, walked around, this girl would come up to me or send friends to me and be like, hey, she wants to talk to you. I'm like, I'm with my
with
girlfriend.
Somebody,
yeah. And she's like, yeah, she doesn't care. I'm like, well, I do. I was a good guy at that point.
Yeah.
But I should have just cheated on her.
Yeah, if you knew now what you knew then, boy, would
that be... Oh, boy, it would have been a different story at night, brother. Let me tell you.
So, yeah, me too. Yeah, it's... I hate to say it. I don't want to say it because it's going to sound terrible, but I just don't know if I believe all these people that say me too.
Well, everybody wants Facebook. It's like the ice bucket challenge. Everyone wants to do it.
I don't know. I'm just very dubious of it because I feel like even an
some women
comment,
the way I see it, and this could be completely wrong with this, the way I'm interpreting it through some people, it's like you're like some women almost make it seem like you're not a woman if you haven't gotten
right.
raped.
Yeah, there is a little
so
bit.
So like
of that.
I can see some women being like, "Oh my God, like she has a point. I'm not a woman if I haven't gotten raped. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did get raped." And then they start thinking of a time where, you know, you're drunk and you hooked up with like somebody just as drunk. I don't know. Maybe I got that happened to me. I don't know.
They keep throwing out that stat, too, that it's like 3 in 5 women on college campuses get sexually, did they say raped? Or rape seems like really extreme. I don't think the Vikings
I don't understand
able to do that.
Rape. I don't have enough ambition to rape somebody.
Well, seriously, people don't like rape. I don't know anybody who's in. You know the only person
no,
I've heard
I mean,
that likes
dudes,
rape?
You know, I don't understand dudes who do it because it's like, don't you want to have sex with somebody who wants
that
to have
you?
Sex with you?
Well, that's why I can't even go to strip clubs because I don't even want to.
Yeah,
rape.
I know. Yeah, it's like, come on, I know why you're. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You're
yeah,
not
yeah.
talking. Yeah.
But, you know, the
I
only,
don't,
the only
I know
people
my
I've heard...
demographic of women, and none of my women who really love me in my life had cheetah print tattoos.
There's only one group of people I've ever heard that have rape fantasies. Women. I've never
some
heard
do.
Of dude.
Yeah, I've dealt with it, and I'm like, no,
it's
I'm
pretty
not
common
even doing
one.
It. Yeah, but I'm not even doing that. That's weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't
There's
do it.
There's a fine line between choking. I've had girls choke me.
Yeah.
Harder.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happens when you don't wake up?
You ever do that? Like, I've partook in some of that, and then like afterwards I've been like, my sweet angel, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's terrible. It's not a good feeling. I'm too nice.
I'm not
for that
like
stuff.
I'm not sexually ambitious, but I'm not like I don't fetishes are weird to me.
Yeah,
if you have a fetish, you have something for real wrong with you. I think some underlying issues.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
That
I think I'm pretty normal.
I'll show you know I'll take control.
Yeah,
you know, I'll pull some hair.
Sure, that's pretty normal.
I'll pull
though.
Some girl's ear.
Pull some ear.
Some ear. Yeah, I'll pull some ear if she's got her
I'll
head
spit
shaped.
In her ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give her a wet willy. I don't
Why
give
not?
A dang.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I'll give a girl an Indian rug burn. I don't give a crap.
What's an Indian rug burn?
When you like put your like you put two hands on their arm.
Oh, and then you twist, one in different directions.
Way. Yeah,
that
Indian
hurts.
Rug burn. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did you ever do the when you were a kid? We used to do the. We had the wooden rulers with the
I'll
metal.
I'll cough in a girl's face. I don't give a crap.
With the metal piece in the middle, the straight edge, and then you ever do that where you rub it against your shoe and the friction makes it super hot, and then you touch somebody's ear with it.
No.
That was my biggest fear in school.
Dude, we had go to school, Shawshank Elementary? Holy hell.
We had some sadistic kids. Yeah,
rituals.
In our class.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it worked. It was. What was the worst thing you ever did to somebody in school?
One time I was just telling this story to the other day. In like fifth grade, my mom was driving and I was in the front seat. I was big enough to be in the front seat at like third grade. Like you had to be like a certain weight, like height. I was like that big. And like in like fifth grade, somebody cut us off and my mom always used to have like road rage. So it like rubbed off on me and I like yelled. I was like, you C. I said the C word, you know?
Yeah.
Not can't, but
yeah.
The
I know.
I said the C word and then my mom like literally slammed on the brakes. Goes, where did you learn that word? And I was like,
I learned it from watching you.
No, I said the show Cheers. I said I was watching Nick at Night. And I saw the show Cheers, and she's like, they don't say that on that show. Where'd you learn that word? And I was like, this kid. I blamed it on some kid in my class who was like a real bad egg. And then like I didn't see the kid for like the next 2 days. Apparently, my mom like called the school, and like this kid got in trouble or something.
Just suspended him on the accusation.
I said he called me one.
And they said, well, you went to school in Connecticut, though, so I guess it was a big deal.
Public school, yeah.
I was thinking, like, we used to, well, get
He was
doors.
Like, why'd you say I called you?
You're like, I don't know.
I was like, I don't know.
Dude, I panicked. I don't know. I'm
like,
sorry.
It was either you or me, dude. I don't know. I'm not getting a spanking for this.
And you're really bad
My mom has man hands, bro. You don't understand.
I was thinking, but that's pretty tame. I was thinking, we used to, like, getting doored was, like, the big one,
Oh,
too.
You're talking about physical abuse?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I pushed like kids down the stairs and stuff. Yeah, we
you
used
did.
To, yeah, we used to like.
Yeah, I got pushed down the stairs. Well, not pushed down the stairs, but they used to like, you know, I used to like do the flat tire, and some kid did it on the stairs one time.
I remember one kid. We cracked one kid. His name was Graham Lockwood in middle school, and we started calling him like Graham, Grandma, Graham Cracker. We called him Graham Cracker, and for some reason, it freaked him out. I had the brilliant idea of grabbing Graham Crackers from the lunchroom one time and taping them on his locker, and I've never seen somebody flip a switch fast. And I was like, it was like one of those things where, like, remember in The Office when Andy Bernard just goes crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna lose my like, freaking mind.
Yeah, he's just like, okay, no. That was like me. I was Jim, and I was like, oh my god, oh, this kid is going nuts.
This was like in class, or was it?
It was like, yeah, like I asked to go to the bathroom, I taped it in there. Then like he comes out and he just flipped in the hallway, just
wow,
absolute psycho.
Did you kick your ass?
No, first of all, that's never gonna happen. See these bad boys?
Yeah. Oh, I see him. All right.
Hey, do you know where the veterinarian is? Because
excuse me, pardon, is that French? Jesus, you really are an imbecile,
a mush mouth freak. Holy hell!
Jimmy Kimmel is getting a lot of flack this week since we're talking to comedian Zach Townsend this week on the Homemade broadcast. Are you familiar with this Jimmy Kimmel thing?
I have no idea.
He's become the morality of America, America's voice. He goes on his late night program and cries a lot.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Cried over Cecil the Lion. Cried over healthcare. Cried over the guns thing, the shooting.
Yeah, why is he crying over health? He's a multimillionaire.
Well, his son, you know, was sick, and it's a terrible thing, and it was helped. But yes, he's a millionaire. He was going to do just fine. And another thing with that too is the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles gets a lot of donations. And these doctors do these surgeries for the poor for free. So, anyway, that's getting into the political talk itself. But I want to talk about he's in trouble because he said he's not the morality for America. He did not comment on the Harvey Weinstein thing. And now this video emerged, which I remember him doing this. Do you remember the Man Show?
Yeah.
Remember his Carl Malone impression?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. It's really funny, by the way. And people are upset about it because he's in blackface while he's doing it. Here, I'll show it to you. Let's play it, too, so we can...
Tilt the screen a little bit.
All right. Hang on here. There we go. Can you see it?
TV Town. This is Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz here to tell you about Karl Malone home state, Louisiana. Louisiana, that's a good state. State bird, brown pelican. State bug, honeybee. All kind of celebrity from Louisiana. Britney Spears, singer who made Karl Malone hard like an oak tree. Larry Connick Jr., singer who don't. And Richard Simmons, curly head lady dude, sweating on them oldies with balls hanging out them little red shorts. But the biggest celebrity of all ain't none other than the mailman himself, Karl Malone. Karl Malone, born in Summerfield, Louisiana. Now, this is what they call bayou country right there, because when it start raining and flood come in, you got to buy you a new rug. Buy a new rug, that's good.
So anyway, it's that. So it's, I remember it as a kid, and now people are giving him flack for doing blackface. Well, so it's,
you disagree with the masses, they're going to find something.
Well, it's this thing where, like, it seems like the left and right are trying to outdo each other for morality points here. And now they're delving into comedy, which is really bugging me, because that's funny. And you've heard interviews with Karl Malone, right?
Yeah, that sounds just like
that him. Sounds exactly like yeah. him. That is Karl a Malone. Great parody.
Does anybody else call their mailman Karl Malone? Or is that just me? Hey, come on now, folks. I'll be here all week.
He was the mailman. But it's upsetting to me that people are diving into this. They're giving Sarah Silverman crap, too, when she...
I don't like Sarah Silverman. I don't think she's
I don't
funny.
Either.
Hey, if you're a comedian, be funny.
Well, they get so intertwined with this politics crap now that completely consumes their lives.
What got you to the spotlight? Being funny. Be funny.
I know she has it in her.
How many people have just stopped being funny?
A lot. Very many of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the local people, most of them around here, too, are spazzing out about it.
Start naming names.
It's funny, too, because you see, they'll have these progressive ideas of equality and, you know, all this stuff, but will not hesitate to trash white men on a regular basis and then post a meme, a Louis C.K. meme. I saw one that one of them posted, and he's like, my daughters are bitches. And then it's two white guys laughing and saying, ha ha, that's great. He's what a genius. That's awesome. But they don't see the hypocrisy. They're doing the same thing on the status below. The opposite, right? I mean, what the hell's the difference?
I got nothing. I'm so sick and tired of just like just politics and people being political. Like, just... Bring back, make dick jokes great again. That's what, like,
poop
seriously.
Jokes.
Poop
always
jokes.
Always go for the poop
jokes. Fart jokes. Farts are always funny.
Those are great.
It's just like, be funny.
People are having a hard time with it. So I don't like this. I don't like the people on the right yelling at Jimmy Kimmel about this, because it will come back and bite them. Always, no matter what.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you. I think if I ever get a whiff of success, my Twitter is getting deleted within seconds.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I've drunk tweeted in my mid-20s, and I would hate to see.
I've gone through, like, in the past couple months, just, like, gone through tweets that I've, like, tweeted. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably got to delete that. probably best that's not on the internet.
Yeah. But you can always screen cap them. They're always archived, too. I'm pretty sure Twitter has
people go back far.
Oh yeah,
they
will dig them up.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. They call these people out, and then, you know, the internet is such a powerful tool. The 4chan and those creeps who have all the time in the world on their hands and know their way around the internet better than any of us do, that's for sure. They can find these things, and they end up exposing these frauds who are so upset about it as frauds, because they end up saying stuff way worse on their social media stuff.
Yeah,
that's bizarre. It's just so everybody's trying to
freak show out there.
Everyone's trying to outdo one another, and it's just going to cause chaos. You have a lot of thoughts on this.
I got nothing.
That sums up your whole life, doesn't it? You just got nothing. Eminem's rap. Did you see that?
I did, and I like Eminem. And I'm not. I don't like Trump, but I don't like Trump. But like. Enough. I'm so sick, dude. It's not even like I got nothing to say. It's just like I us talking about Trump just is adding to the problem. I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't care.
The thing I don't like about it was I don't mind people being critical of it, but is this it? Let's. Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah.
All right. So this is probably.
You might not be able to play.
No, I'm pretty sure it's clean, right?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Well, how do they play it on BET, then? BET is a cable station. You can't.
Calm before the storm right here.
So, first of all, he looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't like his shave. I don't like his unshavenness.
Yeah, it's.
His 5 o'clock shadow is not.
It's terrible. It really is bad. And, by the way, if you're going to go on an award show, you might want to prepare something. Not just try to do something off the top of your head.
Well, that's what the people wanted.
And
I'm sure he
piss did. Poor, right? Really bad.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that good.
It was bad. Objectively
but
bad.
Because it was like so anti-Trump that people were like, this is brilliant.
Well, that's all it was. And that's it was the, you know, people who hated who hate Trump loved it. Thought it was great.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw it all over Facebook. Yeah. They were like, oh my God, he's the best ever.
It's like another voice.
Let's listen to some. I forget.
She gets a
Nice one. isn't he the best in the world at this?
Stop. But we better give Obama props, because what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for shit to quiet down.
Whoops.
Told ya.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry. So the thing about this, too, is... Why do they love Obama so much? What did Barack Obama do?
He was cool.
He was a cool guy. That's pretty much it. But they overlook everything else. Barack Obama has deported more people. Deportations are down since Trump has taken office.
Why are they screwed? We are truly screwed.
But this is what I hate, is that they don't care about the policies that are enacted. And they just care about... If it's their team in power or not, they will totally ignore policy if it's their guy.
Well, exactly. How many people still walk? How many Steelers fans still have a Ben Roethlisberger jersey after he was accused of rape? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's your team. You'll look past it. You'll look past like what they've done.
Yeah.
People are just like people don't even talk about Ben Roethlisberger. Literally paid off a chick. You know what I mean? Like
right.
That he. You know?
Allegedly.
Well, I'm
you got to say allegedly. And
sure, whatever. Instances. But let's just say, for like, how many people still rock his jersey? Kobe Bryant had to change his number.
Is that why he did that?
I think so.
Was
he
it
said that he said 24 is my high school number. I want to go back. Yeah, okay. Well, number 8, Kobe raped people. Number 24, Kobe didn't really.
I don't think he did either. I heard the story.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. Who knows? But I know, like, I believe more of the football thing because football, I know football. I have friends who play high Division I level football, and they are complete and utter psychos.
Animals, yeah.
They're wired differently.
Mm-hmm.
They see things differently. Hockey players, nut jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know many
basketball players. I know, like, I don't know. You get to a certain celebrity where, like, you don't think you have to take no for an answer.
Yeah. I saw some, was it? Some
or maybe you don't even read people. I think you get to a certain celebrity where you don't even, like, read people's actions. Like, you know, she might not even say no, but she could be like, I don't really want. And you're like, well, I'm Kobe Bryant. You're not going to not give me a reach around. You know what I mean?
Some guy just got kicked off the Memphis football team earlier this week. Gaither grad. Police say Memphis defensive end Ernest Suttles, a Gaither High graduate, has been charged with rape. After an incident on campus, and Suttles was dismissed from the teams before the Tigers played Navy on Saturday. The Memphis Police Department wrote on Twitter that Suttles was charged after officers were called to a location near campus. Online records show he was booked Saturday afternoon. School officials released a statement saying the 23-year-old Suttles had been suspended for violating team rules for an off-campus incident. So...
Oh, my.
Yeah, pretty wild. So it sounds like that guy did something.
Yeah.
Because there's this myth that these guys are untouchable, that police won't arrest these guys.
Depends what school it is, how good they are. They're starting.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I think if you really come forward. It's a really hard thing to prove, too. How do you really prove that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Enough Law and Order SVU to know there's no true. I mean, there's rape kits, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck a
I don't know what is involved in that.
Band-aids in there? You know, what is there, a thermometer?
I don't know.
A
flashlight,
a microscope. You know, I don't even know what's in a rape kit.
But this is what our justice system is for, and, you know, it sounds like this guy definitely did something if they arrested him.
You think? Yeah. I mean, and it's Memphis. Not that that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I feel like it's a different type of world down there.
Yeah.
It's like in the southern part. Where
that's the real South. Here in Tampa Bay, this is not the real South.
No, that's like the South. They're like, hey, you know, stuff happens. Sometimes you shut corn and corn is not there. It's like, what?
Pardon? Yeah.
They have like sayings for
it. You had an uncomfortable experience earlier today with one that we share.
Some dude just added me on Snapchat.
What the hell is up with that?
I don't know who the heck this dude is. I really don't even know who he is. And I'm not friends with anybody. Like, I.
You know what you got to do?
Kill him.
D-pick.
Rape
Direct
him.
Direct D-pick to him. You got to be like, this is what you asked for, buckaroo.
I have all my social media is the same, but I've never advertised my Snapchat on anything. Because my Snapchat's personal to me. I don't understand. I've dated girls who put their Snapchat in like their bio and stuff, and it's like.
And you know what those are called?
What?
Hoas.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, Snapchat, for those of you who don't know, is a direct image sharing app where you can take a picture, kind of draw on it, and then just send it directly to certain people.
I think that's what's good. You know, that's literally what cheaters use. Because you can message people now and then, and it gets deleted. Everything gets erased.
Oh, well, except on the Snapchat servers, everything's there.
Yeah, but...
So like, I can never run for president.
You want to... Well, you want to, like... You want to cheat on your spouse or somebody? Go on Snapchat, because I'm pretty sure I've been cheated on.
I like that for talking to people who I don't do Tinder or Bumble anymore. But when I was, I liked the transition from Tinder and Bumble text messages
to
Snapchat.
Well, yeah.
Because a picture's worth 1,000 words, right? So you can take pictures of yourself.
Yeah,
you can see, get a better look at her.
In your case of women,
you can get a better look at them. Number one, and. Then you can, it just goes away. Like you said, it just feels better. So you don't have to have that number popping up on your phone that you don't know. I don't like to put anybody in my phone that I don't know.
I don't
so
like
I got
dudes adding me on there that I'm not friends
I don't either.
With,
well, that's what
I'm
saying.
That I don't even know. What the
I don't
heck?
Like, I don't, you're maybe the only, the, when, frankly, when you added me on there, I was like, what the hell is this?
Screw you.
I'm just saying, I'm not bananas about it. Should've I only been. Have, the, pretty much, I think you're the only guy that I'll talk to on Snapchat. It's a.
I mean, I got like you and like a couple of my other good friends, but like, I think this kid is like must be somebody who's like seen me somewhere on Reddit or on in the comment section somewhere. And
is all your social media funny. The same?
Yeah, that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
So that's why
it's all. Yeah, that's. But I don't advertise my Snapchat anywhere.
Yeah,
even when girls would ask me, I don't like. I'll get you. Let me get your number first. Then, like I said, my Snapchat's personal. I don't understand.
Oh,
girls
that's
who,
weird.
I don't understand
I feel
girls or guys. I got little cousins. Add me on Snapchat. It's like, this is, no.
I'm not doing
is
that.
Is anything sacred anymore?
I'm not going to do it. So
you really want to be dating a girl who's got a bunch of dudes sending her pictures all the time, just selfies, or like anytime she posts a picture on her Snapchat story, she's got a bunch of heart eyes coming from different guys all over the place. Some of them, she might not even know where she's, oh, where
oh,
did
yeah.
I add this? Yeah, I've oh, been yeah. in that position before. Don't date that girl. She's a psycho. I'll tell you where she lives. No.
It's a good attention getter for sure.
That's all it is. How much attention do you need, you psycho?
I think Dylan.
All
Alec,
of
remember
you.
Dylan? He used to be a comic around here. I think he lives in Houston.
Yeah.
I follow him on Twitter, and he had a tweet like 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday, like, it's that time for girls to shake their ass on
Snapchat
now.
Yeah.
They just like post all these weird pictures. And he's absolutely right.
Yeah. How lonely do you have to be? I don't know. I just don't understand that. Maybe I just hate people so much.
It's not lonely. It's attention.
Lonely. Well, it's lonely. And why do you need attention? Because you're lonely. In your head, you don't like the person you are. So you can't be alone.
I think it's just the attention. I don't think it's loneliness.
It's disgusting. That's what it is. Get a grip.
I saw one of our mutual, a girl that we know, put up this one, and it was like, I've had a lot of requests to hear what my voice sounds like, so this is my voice. And this is one that just, will post pictures of her in a bikini and like pull down the top accidentally.
Who?
I was going to tell you later. I'm not going to.
All right.
Call her. I mean, you could probably think real hard.
I'm thinking.
You probably. probably now. Oh, but it's just
cringing at the thought.
It's just dudes that follow him and give him attention, and they like it because you get that instant gratification of, oh, I'm likable, people like me. But anyways, don't add guys on Snapchat.
Nobody likes
In fact, you. I'm deleting you today.
I'm deleting you out of my life, not only on Snapchat.
You are.
That's the last
so
time you'll ever see me, Will.
Gone.
You're
well,
a
that's,
dead,
I
you're
mean, this
dead
is,
man.
This is all the topics I kind of had for today. I thought this would be enough, but we're a little bit short here, Zach. Well,
how long have we done?
Who cares? What's it to you?
I don't know. I feel like it hasn't been that
What's been
funny.
On your mind, pal? No, it really hasn't, because you have no opinion on anything.
I do
you're
have
living,
opinions.
You're,
I'm just sick and tired of talking about the same crap
you're
all
living
every week.
The life of... just a kept man who doesn't have to worry about the news. He doesn't have to worry about life, even. He just goes to his job. He goes back to his lady's home and just lounges on the couch. And so you don't care about the outside world. What's up with the Buccaneers? Are Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are they underachievers?
They stink.
Are they underachievers?
They stink. They will never be good. Never.
Did you watch the game this past week?
No, I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm an Eagles fan. And guess who's 5-1 right now? Caw, caw, caw.
Are the Eagles 5-1?
5-1.
Wow.
Carson Wentz is going to take us to the Super Bowl, baby.
I'm feeling really depressed watching Deshaun Watson with the Texans.
I am calling it right now. It's going to be Eagles and the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Eagles will choke. They always
no,
choke.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Philadelphia's going to win it. Philadelphia's going to have a championship this year.
I'll tell you what's going to happen with the Eagles. They're going to lose in the second round to the... God, I feel like the NFC just stinks this year.
They do.
There's really nobody in the NFC.
The Giants are like 1-5.
Yeah. Did they win last... I think
the Giants
won
last night.
Yeah. God. I can't even think of a team.
Cowboys are falling apart. Dak Prescott's not the truth. Everyone thought he was
sophomore
truth.
Slump.
Yep.
Yep.
Happens.
Maybe you're right. Maybe
you
Eagles
get that
will
big
come
pay-
out.
Dude, I get it. If I was
what about the Chiefs though in AFC?
Oh, Chief this.
I think the Chiefs are going to end up taking it for the AFC. I think it's their year.
Man.
Chiefs in Philadelphia. Andy Reid coming back.
Ooh, what a storyline that would be.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Beating his old team. The Eagles suck, dude. So screw you and
get a grip.
Did you see the guy, the Panthers fan, punch the old dude in the head?
Yeah.
What a psycho.
I know.
What a complete
bad there's a certain age of, not even a certain age, it's a certain look on a guy where, come on, like that kid, I probably would have punched that kid if I had saw that just because I'm like, come on, like you don't need to punch that guy. He's old.
He's a 60-year-old man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like punching
and he
your
was just telling him to sit down because he was standing up and acting like a jackass.
Yeah, and he said something, and then, what'd you say to my girl? I didn't say it. I might have said it in the direction. You know what I mean?
Use that as an excuse.
But that's just because I had a stroke last week and half of my mouth works. I'm 60, buddy.
Yeah.
Carolina fans are all, I hate certain fans. I hate Cowboys fans. I hate Lakers fans. I hate Yankees fans. Carolina fans can...
I really hated all New England Boston,
oh, I
Red
hate
Sox.
I hate. I'm a Sox fan, so I can't. I'm everything Boston except for the Patriots. I hate the Patriots. I'm an Eagles fan.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting how that works. You're not the only one. Everybody's got different teams up there.
Well,
the
yeah,
because
Connecticut, there's no sports team. The only sports team we have is a WNBA team. Jeez.
Oh, that's so.
You
want to
see a bunch of women who use urinals on a daily basis? Come on.
What was I going to say? I don't remember. Well, yeah, Bucks are pretenders. It's going to be 8-8 year again. We're going to get another mid-round draft pick.
You guys will win like two games in a row, and everyone will start a couple. All 18 fans you guys have down here in Tampa. Tampa is such a bad city for sports. It's
ridiculous. Yeah, I know.
Besides
well, it's a commuter. It's a commuter.
Besides the Lightning. The Lightning do well for fan-wise.
But yeah, but I don't know what it is. It's like everybody's got other teams. It's a commuter city. It's like people from the Northeast.
Transplants.
So yeah.
It's a transplant city.
But
so
a lot of people. And also, you know, the thing with the Lightning, too, is there's only, what, 25,000 seats at Amalie?
Yeah, so it's not
so
hard
it's
to pack
easy.
That out,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I mean,
and somewhere over the past, like, 3, 4, 5 years, like, everyone thinks hockey is just like the coolest sport now, which is like...
I tend to agree. I think hockey is a cooler sport.
The NFL is going soft. NBA has gone completely flaccid, which is just disgusting. The amount
I have
of flops.
No idea what's going on with the NBA
I don't even can't even watch the NBA anymore.
Who's going to win the championship in the NBA?
The Celtics.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Who's on their team?
Gordon Hayward. We just got Kyrie Irving. Al Horford. But no, the NBA sucks now. It's not even fun to watch. I am a huge basketball fan, best sport in the world, but the NBA is utterly trash. College basketball is the only thing that's a saving grace.
Man, that's depressing.
That's from the horse's mouth.
You got any gigs coming up?
I have one. I don't know. I got some guests, but I don't know.
you don't know what you have.
I don't. I got to start writing stuff down because I got some stuff coming up, but I don't know the dates. The only thing I got most recent one is November 25th.
What's that? That's my birthday.
November 25th?
Yep.
At the Bine Brewery with Johnny B.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I'm going against Jander Gray in that side splitters competition. When I tweet about that, come out and see me and vote for me.
Yeah, you're at Smack Townsend.
At Smack Townsend. Just don't add me on Snapchat, especially if you're a dude I don't know.
Agreed.
She won't get added back, buddy.
Zach, thanks for coming on and letting your opinions be
pleasure.
Known.
Always a pleasure.
You're a man of many depths, I will say.
Yeah, I'm the best, dude. And I'm freaking sexy. I swear, you guys really believe me. I am sexy.
You are a pig.
Look what I'm wearing.
All right.
How many guys can pull this off?
I'm turning off your mic.
Bye.
Thanks, Zach. Yeah, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE, and Facebook, Radio St. Pete, and HMBRadio.com and HMB Radio on Facebook. Get some stickers. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. You can get a hold of me via text or phone. It's not an active line. You can leave a voicemail or leave a text. 813-693-2124. Make sure to subscribe. I don't know what's going on with the subscriptions lately, but they've been like, I'm getting like 20 a day. It's wild. It's pretty sweet. So thanks for listening. Let me send you some stickers. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for a Frank Rivera's Jazz Show coming to you from the Music Room in Dunedin, Florida, and the Indie Circuit coming on after that. And if you're listening on podcast, hey, great. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate it. Make sure you spread the word and subscribe if you haven't already. HMB Radio Tampa Bay. If you search on Stitcher, iTunes, it'll be on there. Have a great week, everybody. We got Dr. Paul Bear coming up for our Halloween Spooktacular coming up next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. WTOG's Dr. Paul Bear 2 will be on the show, so that's going to be a fun one. All right. My name is Will Kuntz. This is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a great one.